Blog Talk Radio.
So we lift them up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everybody help me out. I want you to help me sing. Simple song. You know it. It's just that.
Lord, I miss the day
for the night. Oh, yeah. You know it.
Mm-hmm. And all I love is your grace. I'm so glad to be my own.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Sunday, May 17th, and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. This is Deacon Avia, and we will begin with prayer. But just a friendly reminder, so please make sure that your phones are placed on mute. Thank you. If we could please bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Let us hold that in our spirits as we continue to take one day at a time. God, we rely on you and allow you to order our steps. We allow you to tailor-make our lives. Fill us with your spirit so we can be able to discern your will for us. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone, on this May 17th. It's great to have everyone here with us. And this is our time for concerns, affirmations, celebrations, and announcements. We want to just unfortunately say that our brother Anthony Bass made a very peaceful transition from this life on Saturday, May 16th. Please keep his beloved wife, Gwinnell, mother-in-law, Yvonne Waters, son, Trevor, daughter, Naya, son-in-law, Jay, granddaughter, Hallie, grandson, Jahan, and the entirety of the Bass family in your prayers. We also want to continue to pray for Kaniqua James, who's recovering from a bone marrow transplant, Michaela, who is in Jamaica, who faces challenges from sickle cell anemia, also Tia, Gwinnell's niece, Glendora's family that has faced challenges from COVID-19, and all who have made their transition from this life because of COVID-19, and comfort those who are grieving. Also, we would like to affirm that we look into one another, let's look into ourselves and find God and Jesus Christ in ourselves and continue to follow every single day. We also affirm God's favor and God's miracles. We affirm Minister Daryl and Minister Helene's preparation for ordination. And we also affirm our ministry leadership team, Minister Daryl, Minister Helene, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agneta, Steve, who is the church administrator, Reverend Olivia, and Baba Charles, for their commitment to serve. Celebrations, in the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. And fellowship means following Jesus in all the ways that we can. And thanking God for May birthdays. May 4th, Deacon Charles and Michael Fielder shared a birthday. And May 22nd, Christina Hill's birthday. Also for celebrations, we have Pavilion graduates, college graduates, 2020 graduates. Malika Hall graduated from George Washington University and Adrian Fielder from Catholic University. Congratulations to our graduates making a mark in this world. We're going to continue to be praying for them on their journey. Also, announcements, we have our prayer meeting on the same number that you called for church on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on Reverend Alethea's Blog Talk radio program. Also, remember to bring your own Bible and bring your notebook, and also invite a friend for our Sunday services. Your tithes and offerings may be mailed to the Pavilion of God at 721 Paper Bark Terrace in Laurel, Maryland, 20707. Also, you may use PayPal at pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com, or you can use Cash App, which is the dollar sign, and then it's Pavilion of God. At this time, if you have any special concerns, prayers, affirmations, celebrations, you may take your phone off mute. So does anyone like to share?
Yes, praise good Lord. Morning, family and friends. I'd like to add the Stroud family, Patricia Stroud and her daughter, Dr. Patrice Stroud, who are both suffering with the virus in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the extended Stroud family.
Amen. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations, or announcements?
Amen. Morning, Brother Darrell. Just wanted to also celebrate a young brother, Josiah, who is also in that list of graduates celebrated high school graduation from YCP. God bless.
All right. All right. Go ahead, Josiah.
Good morning, family.
Hello.
And just congrats.
Good morning.
Hi to all of our graduates. This is Glendora. I want to send special wonderful wishes to my nephew who has graduated from, I think it's Troy High School in Athens, and he has received a full scholarship to Duke University. So in the midst of all
right.
Celebrate.
Hello?
Celebrate.
I want to
yes.
Hi, this
Amen,
is Daisy.
Glendora.
Good morning, everyone.
Daisy, Daisy, can you hold on 1 second? I think Glendora was trying to finish up her celebration. 1 second. Thank you, Daisy. Glendora?
And thank you, Daisy. I'll be really quick. Just want to ask everyone to call on your awakened heart during this time. These are very different times for all of us, but we all know there are ups and downs. Life is not permanent, and there's always changes. And if we stay faithful and kind to each other, we will be full. Daisy, I thank you.
Amen. And thank you, Glendora. And Daisy, you may share now. Thank you for being patient. Daisy, if you're there, Daisy, you may share your announcement.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, Daisy?
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, can you hear me? Okay, good morning. How's everyone? I just
good,
wanted to
you.
Share that my nephew, his name is Shakai Hannah, and he finished at Vineland Senior High School in Vineland, New Jersey. So I'm just giving him an acknowledgement and celebration with that. And
absolutely.
He's my brother, Taylor's youngest, one of his middle, I think it's his middle grandson. So I just wanted to give him a shout out. And he also has been accepted with a full scholarship, but I don't know the name of the college. And a football scholarship.
Good morning. I'm going to pause with this interview. Whoever is
very good. Well, congratulations to your family, Daisy. Congratulations to him.
Just a minute.
Are there any other?
Good morning. This is Carol. I am sending condolences to the Bass family. I'm keeping them in prayer. And I'm asking for prayer for my niece, Antoinette, who tested positive for COVID-19. And I am having a terrible pain in my wrist, the joint of my wrist. So I went to the urgent care yesterday. They say it seems as if I have a tear ligament. So I'm asking for prayer, too.
Thank you. Amen, Carol. Thank you so much for sharing. Reverend Alicia, I know you were about to share something.
Yes, whoever is in their kitchen this morning, God bless you, but put your phone on mute, please.
Yes, so your phone
on, if you're not speaking, please put your phone on mute.
Absolutely. So only unmute your phone. Only unmute your phone if you have something to say. So all phones should be on mute unless you're sharing with us. So did anyone else want to share anything, another concern, affirmation, celebration?
I wanted to also, Daisy, to give prayer for my mom, Essie Hannah, my mother. She's 91, and she's doing pretty good, but my sister and I have been taking care of her off and on the last 3 weeks, but my sister has, you know, done it the last several years. But she's 91, and she is still active, and luckily she's in good health, as we can see. So keep Essie Hannah in prayers. Thank you.
Okay, amen. Thank you for sharing, Daisy.
Thank you all. I have another announcement. This is Reverend Alicia. The broadcast might suddenly end. If it does, I'm asking you to simply call back in 5 minutes. You can simply dial the phone number that you dialed. And if you're on the internet, just go to this click Blog Talk Radio / Revolucia. I'm hoping it doesn't go off, but it might. So if you're disconnected,
right,
call back in 5 minutes.
And I wanted to say I had to use the one that happened to me when I tried. This is Daisy, Reverend Alicia, and Pavilion Community. I tried to hit the click for the phone, and it would not come. It was busy and twice. But I went back, and I just dialed the one in front of the 844. So just for that info.
Okay. This may be a technological problem that I'm showing on the board, but should it go off, please call back in. Thank you. God bless. Continue.
Thank you. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations? Well, I would also just like to ask a prayer for Hortense Furbish. She was a friend of my mom for years. They used to work together, but they were friends. They traveled. But unfortunately, Hortense lost her she lost her husband to COVID the Friday before Mother's Day. So we want to keep Hortense and the Furbish family in prayer as well. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations? All right. Well, if there's not, I'm going to ask Minister Darrell to please pray us for the concerns, prayers of the people. But I will also ask again to please, this is the time to put your phones back on mute. Thank you so much. And with that, Minister Darrell, you're on.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And good morning. Barbara Charles, were you about to say something?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Thanks very much.
Okay. Amen. I also want to celebrate all of us and all of those who are dealing with difficult circumstances and who, by God's grace, are pushing, hallelujah, through in Jesus' holy name. The songwriter wrote a song that says, "Hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known." And it says, "In seasons of distress and grief, my soul, hallelujah, has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, hallelujah, sweet hour of prayer." Heavenly Father, we thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for a divine, hallelujah, relationship. For a divine relationship, God, that touches us, hallelujah, where we are, hallelujah, but does not leave us, hallelujah, the way that you found us. Lord, we thank you today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for your power, for the riches of your grace that strengthens our hearts and gives us encouragement even in the midst of trials and tribulations. We thank you, oh God, that you look in on us and that you care about us, hallelujah, and so that we are not merely down here fending for ourselves, but you make a way out of no way. You open doors, oh God, hallelujah, that may have been shut in our face. You give us encouragement and strength, oh God, and you pull us through difficult trials and tribulations. You keep us in the time of storm. You give us strength to endure hardship as good soldiers in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you that you don't leave us, hallelujah, the way that you find us, God. We thank you for divine relationship with you and with one another. You said one could put 1,000 to flight, hallelujah, but 2, 10,000, hallelujah. We thank you that we are not alone down here, hallelujah, hallelujah, but you hear and you answer prayer,
Hallelujah. You make ways out of no ways, oh God. We thank you today. We thank you for our graduates in the name of Jesus. We thank you for grace to endure the trials and the tribulations of this life. We thank you for grace to feel your presence. We thank you, hallelujah, for all that you do for us, for all that you do in us. We thank you for encouragement and strength. We thank you that angels garrison around about us, hallelujah, to keep us in all of our ways, lest we even dash our foot against a stone. God, we are not alone, hallelujah. We thank you that we are not alone, but your rod and your staff that comfort us. You anoint our head with oil and our cup, hallelujah, it does run over. Hallelujah, it runs over with your presence. It runs over with your joy. It runs over with your encouragement. It runs over with your strength, even in the midst of our circumstances. We thank you that we are not under the circumstances, but we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way in our lives. We bless you, we praise you, and we thank you. Every prayer that was uttered and even the intents of the heart, God, we thank you for hearing them and answering prayer. Have your way, God. Have your way today. Anoint your speaker. Anoint our ears so we can hear in the name of Jesus. We do love you, hallelujah, because you first loved us. We do bless you and we do praise you and we do thank you in the name of Jesus. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Have your way. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for a powerful prayer. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. This is Reverend Alicia, the pastor of the Pavilion of God. I thank God that we are a praying church. I thank God that we are a church that worships together. We thank God for Deacon Avia inviting the spirit of worship this morning. And we thank Minister Darrell for praying for us and reminding us that God is hearing our pleas and hearing our gratitude. We are being blessed each and every step of the way. Glory to God. I want to take just a moment and let those who are worshiping with us know that I am not the person bringing the message this morning. But don't we just thank God that God works through many people. This morning our messenger is Minister Helene Fisher. She is a seminarian at Wesley Theological Seminary, but more importantly, she's a member of the Pavilion of God. She's a part of our family. She's a daughter of the Pavilion of God Baptist community. And we're going to pray that Helene's message is one that can touch our hearts and touch our souls this morning. Amen. And after listening to Deliver Me by Donald Lawrence, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Minister Helene Fisher.
Doris, my soul, when you become a believer, the spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Good morning, everyone. I'm just going to ask that we align our hearts, align our minds, and our spirit so much for bringing us all together in this community and fellowship and in worship so that we can hear your teachings. That we can connect to you, Lord God, so that we can go on and continue to do the work that you have planned and mapped out for each and every one of us. Please, Lord God, open my heart and my mind so that the words that come out of my mouth are words that will be nourishment and fulfilling for each and every person who hears them. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture that we're going to be focused on today is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, 4, and 5, or verse 4, specifically. I'm going to go ahead and read these. It says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they are divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Almighty Mother, Father, God. Oh, may we all please affirm that these words are the words for our hearts. God had a fulfillment of these words. Stronghold. That's the portion of this that I want us to take hold of. Stronghold. And we know that our Almighty Mother, Father, God is here on this earth so that we can embrace the strongholds that we need to embrace and let go of the strongholds that really don't fulfill our needs. And we know that God's going to help us to break these chains that currently hold us back and from these worldly ways. And God is going to cover us with his grace. Oh, goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before I end my message today, I'm asking three questions. So I want us to focus on these three questions. I'm going to take away the veils of my own pride and insecurities and be transparent in answering these questions for myself, for you. So I'm going to confess my answers to you, my community. But first we're going to ask ourselves, what is a stronghold? What is a stronghold? Now, in the first century, there was a man who followed the teachings of Jesus named Paul. And Paul was charged with spreading the teachings by building communities, churches for Jews and Gentiles alike. And one of these churches was in the city named Corinth. Now, have you ever heard of this called Corinth? Well, in this particular letter, according to the Bible and biblical scholars, Paul wrote these letters to this church in Corinth to teach, encourage, and sometimes reprimand the people of the church. In this particular letter, the verse... I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In this particular letter, the verses were read prior to my message are intended to encourage according to my interpretation. Now, one word spoke to me specifically, stronghold. Now, what is a stronghold? Well, according to theory, a stronghold is a place that has been fortified so as to protect against attack, or a place where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended or upheld. Now, let me say this last portion really quickly. A place where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended or upheld. Now, I personally believe that my church, Billion of God, is a stronghold for me that I strongly believe in
and it allows me to affirm and defend and uphold my personal spiritual beliefs. Now, some believe that their family or their communities other than their church are their strongholds. However it is that you define a stronghold for yourself, though, is just fine. Now, some believe that their culture or their nation is a stronghold. So I have some, I'm a black woman, and I really see that black culture is a stronghold for myself. Now, there are others that believe that status, political affiliation, wealth, and any number of isms are strongholds. You happen to have seen some of the news lately. You can see some of those strongholds playing themselves out, their patriotism, their nationalism, commitment to a political affiliation. And some people may equate addiction to a stronghold. I stopped and thought a moment. You could probably name a stronghold that has you in its grip today. It can be an illness. Yeah. It could be some type of work mentality, work. It can be a love. It can be COVID-19.
Yeah.
Can be right there holding you back. Whatever you name, a place that has been fortified so as to protect it. Or it could be like a place where a particular cause or strongly defended. Now, what strongholds are we tethered to the world? Some of these I've mentioned already, but for myself, several strongholds have what? My God, my church, my family, my education, my community.
Hallelujah.
The pride that I feel with energy, the pride that I feel with my sorority even. These are things that you can to help through whatever it is that you're getting through. And two, on a negative, more pejorative side, some strongholds have torn me down. Addictions to love or sex or shopping, depression, anxiety. Those strongholds that are we're gripping onto, we're clutching onto as a way of just being. All these things I've battled with and continue to battle. In Paul's letter, Paul Corinth, he had a stronghold, and despite our being tethered to the world, we can be delivered. We can overcome these challenges by releasing the pejorative stronghold and realigning, recommitting to our faith, our belief in God, teachings of Jesus. Now, what are some of Jesus' teachings that can connect us, realign us to a stronghold to God? Paul is reminding the church in Corinth to fight the battle in faith and not simply work, to be mindful, still, to align ourselves not of these worldly strongholds, these things that can eat away at our commitment to God, these things that can eat away at our alignment with service to each other, to eat away at the teachings that Jesus has laid out for us, that Paul was trying to teach the church in Corinth. These types of things are challenging for each and every, but we have to be mindful. We have to be mindful. Now, how can we be delivered from these world strongholds and align with God's stronghold to us? One of these ways that we can do it, and that I've personally done it, is surrender. Surrender and submit to the teachings of the scriptures. I know we've all heard that saying or that comment, let go and let God, and that's really surrendering and submission to the teachings. But how do you do that? How do you surrender? How do you submit to the teachings of Jesus? Challenge. I know. I face it continually every day. And sometimes you just have to say, well, okay, what would Jesus do? I know it sounds, we've all heard that phrase or seen those bracelets or T-shirts and whatnot, but it can be just that simple. What would Jesus do? And once you determine, and once you've studied or learned how Jesus applies certain principles and living his Jewish community, how do you then decide how to play those out? How are you going to manifest them in your own life? Not just what would you do, but do what Jesus would do. If you're walking past someone on your way to the store or on your way to your car and there's someone in need asking for something, what would Jesus do? Jesus would recognize that person. Jesus would acknowledge that person, bless that person, pray for that person. If that person needed something or asked, and I'm able to do it, Jesus would give that person what it is that they're asking for. You're able to do that and do the things that Jesus would do when you're in relationship with their community, when you're in relationship with God and Jesus' teaching. What else would Jesus do? One of the things Jesus might do in a circumstance that presents itself is if you came across someone who politically might not be aligned to you or might be adverse or contrary to your beliefs and whatnot, might turn the other cheek, as some scriptures have said. You might rebel and do a protest vote and not vote for anybody, not show up at an election, or not show up or not pay your taxes, whatever it might be. It might be a protest action. But what would Jesus do? Jesus says, give to Rome what is due to Rome. And basically that's like, you know, do what it is by law that you're required to do. You don't want to end up in a situation when you end up creating more stress and more strongholds that end up creating more depression, more anxiety in your life. And you surrender to God. Sometimes we know what the right thing is. Sometimes we know what the Spirit is saying to us. If we stop and we still ourselves enough, we become mindful. Before you decide to say those words that bring you back to somebody, you might want to just curb your tongue and say, hey, is it really necessary for me to engage and react in this particular way? Think before we act. There are a lot of different ways that we can deal with our strongholds. There are a lot of different ways that we can deal with the world that we have living in at this time. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. But Paul is writing to the church in Corinth to try to help them, encourage them, deal with a world that is so contrary to the type of church that Jesus has planned for each of us in life, or the type of community that he envisions for each and every one of us. It's so very hard, not even within the context of the community or the circumstances of COVID-19 that we're dealing with, but even before COVID-19 happened. These strongholds can be a thing that draw that pulls us down, or these strongholds can be a thing that lifts us up. I'm choosing to hold on to those strongholds that lift me up. I'm choosing to hold on to those strongholds like the pavilion of God, like my family, prayers, like my service to people, my empathy, my compassion. Those are the types of values that I want to hold on to because they're holding on to me. But I want to let go of those strongholds that take us down a less productive path. But ultimately, it's our choice. Our choice what we want to focus on. Do we want to focus on the healing or do we want to focus on the hurt? Do we want to focus on the path that God has laid out for us that was there long before we were actually on this earth? Or do we want to go down a path that ultimately can lead to heartache? Opportunity to talk back. So that's what we do at Pavilion of God. It's not just about me saying or whoever delivering the message, putting stuff out there so that you all take it and you run with it. But sometimes the talk back ends up being just what we need in order to hold on to those positive strongholds and to let go of those negative strongholds. That's all I have to share. And like I said, here at Pavilion of God, where you unmute your phone and talk back and share if this particular scripture or any of the words that I said have any type of significance or enlightenment in this experience. Thank you all so
much.
God bless every one of you, and I love you. Agape forever.
May God bless you. We thank God for a word this morning. We thank God for speaking to Minister Helene, and more importantly, speaking through her. God is speaking through all of us. Breaking strongholds in our lives, enabling us to hold on to the strong hand of God, the tower that God gives us to run into and be protected. Amen. God provides for us so many, many places of protection, a provision. I don't know whether anybody knows about option or provision. Minister Helene said the Pavilion of God is a place of protection and provision, a stronghold provided to us by our God. Amen. She affirmed the strongholds, those blessed provisions that God has given us, our families, our communities that uphold us. Anyone want to share something, go right ahead.
Amen. Amen. Brother Darrell, I was blessed by the way that she mentioned and used that term of stronghold. Of course,
amen.
As it's presented in the scripture, it's a negative thing, but then she provided us with another definition that talks about some of the possible positive ways that that same term can be used. And she characterized it by describing the safety within the walls, amen, of the Pavilion of God, for example. And so, and she offered a dichotomy of suggesting that rather than holding on to a stronghold that causes us pain, hallelujah, and difficulty, that we ought to hold on to the stronghold of God's provision. And she said that the way that we do that is by walking in line with the teaching of Christ. And so I was blessed by that. and I rejoice in that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen. Amen. There's nothing more wonderful than discovering what the Word of God says. Are rediscovering what the Word of God is saying, because God's Word speaks to us each differently. Isn't that a blessing? I always talk about how God has a Carol language, a Helene language. Everybody I meet, I have to recognize that God is speaking to them in a unique and powerful a language they can understand. So if you don't think you're hearing God's Word, you need to just clear your heart, so that you can understand, because God is already speaking, not just loudly enough, not just clearly enough, but a language devised for you. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Warren, Gwinnell's brother.
Oh, praise God. Praise God, Warren. Our condolences are extended to you as well. God bless you for worshiping with us this morning. Go right ahead.
Amen.
The word stronghold, that means a lot to me. I'm dealing with trying how to correct my reactions to other people, to how I respond. I'm an aggressive person. And I always respond with aggression. And I've been working on that for years, you know, to try to choose my fight. Choose. And that's where I'm at. So, you know, like all the time, every time I come, I listen to you guys, I hear something like you're talking directly to me. And,
hallelujah.
And I want to thank, you know, Pastor Helene for waking me up with that, you know, bringing that back to the forefront of what I need to address.
Warren, it's a Patterson thing. It's a Patterson thing.
You know, that's what I say. That's what I always say. I always say, I'm from CCP, you know.
Amen. So. Amen, amen, amen. You know, isn't that a powerful thing to think that God had an inroad for you, Warren, this morning, that it came from Minister Helene through her? You know, but God is using you, Warren, and God is using each of us to have an inroad into someone else's heart, someone else's journey. We're connected, and we need to use that connection so that we can enable God to reach the hearts and minds of all men and all women. Hallelujah. We thank you for what was a powerful testimony, Warren. Anyone else? Thank God. Well, we know we had a Patterson inroad this morning. Hallelujah. And we know that all the roads lead to heaven. We know that all the roads open the door to our relationship with God and the power of God in our lives. I just want to take this moment to thank Minister Helene and thank us all for worshiping together and knowing that what you heard this morning, keep your heart open, because you're going to hear this again on Wednesday. You're going to hear it again on Friday. It will be God speaks to us not just one time, over and over again. You know how your mother says, don't forget I told you. Don't forget I told you. Well, God is saying, don't forget this word today. I told you about strongholds. And so when you bump into a stronghold that has you in the grass in a negative way for the enemy's sake, I want you to remember Minister Helene's message this morning. When you bump into a stronghold that is protecting you, I want you to hear the message from this morning and say, thank you, Lord, for that message that has awakened me to your provision, to your power, and to your purpose, and to your grace, and to your love, and to your mercy. Amen? We need to just continue to listen. If you didn't get it, you know how you say, I didn't get the message. What did you say? What did you say? Ask the Lord, Lord, what did you say? And God will let you know. I want to also take this moment to thank everyone for their faithful giving. especially during these times of crisis, to remind you as I'm thanking you that giving is an act of worship. You can give by to the Pavilion of God and the work that we're doing. We will be giving lunches to Howard University Hospital, First Line Providers at Howard University Hospital on the 27th of this month. So your giving today can be for the ministry, general ministry of the Pavilion of God, but also you can give a special offering for the lunches that we will be giving to the First Line Providers at Howard University Hospital. And I will tell you more about that. We'll share more about that next Sunday in terms of why we chose Howard University Hospital, in part because they chose us. As Minister Helene was saying, our communities are our stronghold, and we need to support them. Amen? You can give by PayPal, and that is pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com. If you forget the email address for PayPal, just give me a call. Talk to anyone you know. We're happy to give you that information again. You can use Cash App and simply indicate Pavilion of God, Pavilion of God, or our temporary mailing address, which is 7221 Paper Bark Terrace in Laurel, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to ask you to silently hear this prayer for your offering. Dear God, make me a cheerful giver of all my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. I pray that you shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked, miracles created, anointing, provisions, resources, healings, and soul saves. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. Lord, I have nothing without you. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Oh, God, we just thank you for this worship today. I want to remind everyone that if you don't know Jesus on a personal level, and if you're wondering, what the heck does that mean? That's okay. Wonder, question, doubt, but keep your heart open because God is speaking to you. If you don't have a church home, call me. I want you to unite with us because I believe this is a blessing for you. Miracles happen here at the Pavilion of God. If you already know the Lord, just thank God for knowing him. And now I ask all of you to close your eyes and hear this prayer and pray with me. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I need you, and I'm humbly calling out to you. I'm tired of doing things my way. Help me to do things in alignment with your will for my life. Oh, God, I invite you into my life, Jesus, to be my Lord and my Savior. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, and you don't know, or you didn't know that you know Jesus now, and Jesus knows you. If you prayed that prayer and you want to be renewed, feel renewed right now, because God is giving you the strength to move on and to do those things that God has assigned to your hands. I invite us all to go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. Let us enjoy grateful grace.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Together. We love our beloved Gwinnell Bass and her family. We are standing with you, Gwinnell, and we will continue to walk this journey with you. Please know that we're praying for you and your family members, each and every one. But we love you, and we have loved Tony Bass and have prayed for him on his journey. And we'll continue to pray for you and your family in Jesus' name. Anyone else? Mm-hmm. I just hope you all are having a great weekend.
Thank you for all the support, the prayers, and it just meant really a great deal. And many of y'all sent prayers and stuff. I may not have been able to phone you back and stuff, but I do really appreciate it. It warms my heart. To know that I've had Pavilion to support me and walk with me, and this journey has really, really meant to me, because I know my Pavilion family has supported me. And I just know, you know, I know the power of prayer and how you prayed for Tony and, you know, all these years that he had the cancer and stuff. And you prayed and he, you know, was remained strong and everything. And he fought a good fight. If you know him, he never wanted to take pain medicine. And that last day when he asked for pain medicine, you know, it was, you know. So just thank you. Thank all of y'all.
Amen.
I
love
you.
And as,
amen.
As
we love you, Mama
Janelle.
Amen.
And as Minister Helene said, the pavilion has been Tony's stronghold as well. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Love y'all.
I love you all too.